This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hello, my gorgeous listeners. Welcome back or welcome to another episode of Here for the Crack with me, Emma Neal. I hope you're all doing good. This is my last week in Belfast before going away traveling for 2 months. So a busy week trying to get everything sorted before going, trying to get all my appointments and everything in before heading away and getting my hair done. I want to get an LVL. I got my friend Aoife, who I worked with when, like, we both worked for the same salon when we were, sorry, she still is a makeup artist. When I was working as a makeup artist, we worked in the same salon, which is how we met. And she now has her own place, but also does, like, as well as makeup, she does brows and, like, lash lifts and stuff. And she did a lash lift for me last summer, and it was the second lash lift I've ever got. However, the first one I got, I think, I don't know if it was that it just didn't, sometimes it can like not hold on you. And I think sometimes it depends on the brand or the person doing it. And then it can also be down to your own fault by like getting your eyelashes. What you're supposed to like not put anything on your eyelashes for, I think, about 24 hours. But I think if you can keep them dry and makeup free for about 48 hours, you get the best results. And the first time I got it, I just stupidly went out that night and like put mascara on my eyelashes and then obviously used like makeup remover and stuff on them after. So it was probably my own fault that that didn't really work on me the first time. Anyway, Aoife did it on me the second time, and it was last summer. And oh my God, it was fucking incredible. If you've never got an LVL before, I highly recommend it, especially for like holidays and stuff where you're not really wearing makeup and it's just nice to have nice dark curly lashes. Because that's the thing, I have really long lashes, but they're so straight. So if I don't curl them and put mascara on them or curl them and tint them, it's like they're non-existent. And let's be real, I'm not going to be waking up every day in Vietnam curling my eyelashes before going out. That's just not going to happen. That's not something I'm going to do. So that's an essential for me. Oh, I got a pedicure as well. I've decided I think I'm going to get monthly pedicures because, right, this is the thing. I have very dry skin everywhere. Like, my dry skin extends. It's not just a dry face. I have the dry skin gene, and that extends to every part of my body. So, like, I have to look after my scalp. I have to put moisturizer on my whole body after the shower every single day. I actually just got a body oil as well, which I'm loving. I'm going to talk about that because this episode, I'm actually going to talk all about current favorites. So I will speak more about the products I've been using. However, as I was saying, the dry skin extends to everywhere, and that includes my feet and my heels. Like, I get really, especially in the winter, I get really sore, dry, cracked heels, and I like really need to stay on top of it in terms of like, sorry, this is actually really disgusting, but getting rid of the dry skin on my heels. I'm like a literal granny. And so I've decided monthly pedicures could be my new thing because they fully go to town on your heels and like massaging in the cream and everything. And I don't get my nails done. Like, I don't really have monthly appointments for anything. The only like regular appointment I have would be getting my hair done, which is like every 2 or 3 months, depending on how I'm feeling about my roots. It used to be 4 months, but I have lowered that now because I don't know. I used to let my roots get so long and I didn't really mind it. I think it was when I had longer hair, and now that my hair is like a bit shorter, I just like it to be very blonde from the root, and I start to freak out when I'm not blonde enough. Yeah, I've talked about the chokehold that bleaching my hair has on me. But yeah, apart from all my appointments and shit, I'm just trying to get everything wrapped up work-wise. And also pack on top of that. Still haven't packed. There was me saying I'm literally going to be so organized and pack 2 weeks in advance so I can make sure I've got everything and I'm not like last minute panicking. No, it is now Wednesday. I leave in Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I have 3 days to sort my shit out because I leave on Sunday morning. When you're listening to this, where will I be? I might not have arrived yet in Vietnam. I will be en route to Vietnam. You know what? I am really proud of myself. You know the way usually for any kind of holiday or anything, you want to go out and like buy loads of new things for it? I haven't bought a single thing. No, I have bought, you know, things I need toiletries wise and like sun cream and all that shit that you need to bring with you. But I haven't bought one single piece of new clothing or like a new bikini or anything. And I'm low-key proud of myself for that. I think I just have it in my head, you know what, anytime I've gone traveling, I've really regretted how much clothes I've brought or how little room I have in my backpack, because once you get there and there's all the markets and everything, you want to be able to get a few wee things. So yeah, I kind of just want to not bring that much. And I also just think you always just end up wearing literally the same shit every day, like just your favorite comfies, like your favorite denim shorts, and rotating between a few comfy t-shirts. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's really not that deep. I do need to get a move on though with packing, so I'm not like literally running around like a headless chicken. So last weekend was like my last kind of full weekend in Belfast, and I had a couple of nights out with like different groups of friends planned. Well, not necessarily like big nights out, more like dinners and drinks kind of vibes. I feel like that's my vibe at the minute, is dinner and drinks. Like, long gone are the days of like praying and going out to a club. I actually just wouldn't have that in me anymore. I need some nice food. I need some nice beers or cocktails. And I need some good music, but like somewhere to sit. And then also somewhere to get up and dance if you want to sing along. And potentially some live music as well. That's my vibe currently. But yeah, I'm trying to like fit in all my favorite food places before I go. How dramatic. It's not like you're going away for a year. Relax. You're literally going to eat at these places in 2 months. But I'm like freaking out trying to get meals from all of them before I go. This weekend I'm actually going out for dinner. This is quite intense. I'm going out for dinner with my parents, my boyfriend, and his parents. And that's not something I have ever done. And it's not something my parents have ever done. Like, none of us, as in none of me or my siblings, have ever brought my parents out like for dinner with their partner's parents. I don't think. Yeah, no, that definitely hasn't happened now that I think about it. And it probably sounds so weird to some people, because I know, for example, there's so many people and their parents don't meet until they're literally getting married, and they'll meet like maybe at the wedding rehearsal or literally at the wedding dinner or whatever, which I obviously understand. Like, it's two completely different families, and majority of the time there isn't really a crossover between that. However, I do think it would be kind of weird to wait until you're literally getting married for your parents to meet. And to be fair, this is kind of just the way things have worked out, with February being quite hectic. Like, I don't know, between skiing and London and other things going on. And then, you know, his parents were away and then my parents were away. The only night we could do was to just do it all together instead of having two separate dinners. So yeah, we'll see how that goes. I'll let you know. What else has been going on in my life since I last spoken to you? Oh, I had another review appointment for one of my moles. I think I'm going to be getting another one removed. He actually did say to me, he was like, I can remove it right now if you want. And I was like, wait, what? Right now? Like, right this very second? I thought this was a review appointment. And he was like, no, it's easy. Like, I can literally do it right now. Which I was so confused at, because the last time I got two moles removed, it was like a full on booked in surgery with like a doctor, a couple of nurses, in like a theater room. So when he said he could do it right there and then, I was like, are you sure? But I guess this one is actually really, really tiny, whereas the other ones were probably a lot bigger. But anyway, I didn't end up getting it done, because he was like, I was like, wait, do you mean like right this very second? He goes, oh, I have two patients booked in after you, so you'd have to wait about an hour and then I could just do it then, like I'll be finished. And I was like, you know what, as proficient as that sounds, I have a dinner booking. And to be honest, I kind of want to go to it. So I'm going to get it removed when I come back in May. But I don't think it's anything to worry about, to be honest. I think it's one of those things where if it's been flagged that it has changed, they'll remove it to be sure. But to look at, they don't actually think it's anything serious. But yeah. Third mole I'll be getting removed. Check your moles, my gals. I'm wearing your SPF every day. I had a really impromptu day trip to London on Monday. Literally flew in and out on the same day. I was filming for Candy Kittens, which was really fun. I don't want to give too much away because what we were filming hasn't come out yet. It should be coming out, I think, in about a month's time. But yeah, it was actually really funny. You'll see what I mean by funny when you say it. I don't think filming for Candy Kittens with Jimmy Lang was on my bingo card for 2024, but there you go. You just never know what life's going to throw at you sometimes. I finished February's book club book since I last spoke to you, which was Good Material by Dolly Alderton. I absolutely loved it. I have seen, so to be honest, like I would say 90% of feedback has been that they loved it. It's really interesting. I think with any book, there's always going to be differing opinions of it. And I have seen people that thought it was quite monotonous or just like didn't like reading from the male perspective. Whereas I found reading from, basically it was like a book about a male going through a breakup and all about his perspective. But I found it really interesting reading from the male perspective, because I feel like majority of books I read would be, well, especially if a boy going through a breakup, would be from a female perspective. And I think it really, do you know the way some men can just be so oblivious to like things they're doing and like where the relationship's going wrong? Like it was just so interesting to read it from that side and to see what all was going through his brain and his process of getting over the relationship. And then in the last couple of chapters in the book, it switches to the other person's perspective, to the ex-girlfriend's perspective, or, well, girlfriend at the time, because it goes back in the story. And you get a little snippet of her version of events, and it almost kind of like throws everything, not that it throws, actually, okay, it in a way, it throws everything on its head and makes you question the whole scenario. But I think at the same time, it makes you realize, oh shit, like this is how two people who are meant to be so close can actually be so far apart. And we actually see that so often, like that happens so much when people break up. And I think you go from thinking the girl Jen is this like really cold-hearted, distant human being that just like cut things off without really justifying anything. And then you get her perspective and you actually really relate to her and you almost like feel really guilty for thinking that about her, and you feel very empathetic towards what she was going through as well, like as a woman. I don't want to give anything away, obviously, in case you haven't read it, but she's talking about like fertility struggles and things like that, and like the pressure that's put on you to maybe want that within a relationship. And I just related to that so much, being someone who doesn't think that they want kids, but knows no matter what, you're going to feel that pressure coming at you from all angles. That's actually a podcast I would like to do, but yeah, we'll talk about that another time. By the way, that's actually not a spoiler at all. That's just like a little tiny part of it. It's really weird because I got so emotional at the very end of it, and it wasn't even a sad ending. Like if anything, it was actually quite a happy ending, and both people kind of, there was just like a lot of growth basically from both people, and it was almost very conclusive and happy. Yet I came away from it sobbing. Like I was actually standing, because I actually finished it by listening. I was switching between the audio version of it on Spotify and the Kindle version of it to try and get through it quicker. So at the time I was listening to it, and I think I was just out of the shower doing my skincare or something. And I literally just stood there and just started sobbing. And I was really confused because I was like, why am I crying when it's literally a happy ending? But I think it was just like a little bit overwhelming. It was one of those ones where you kind of have to like sit in silence and think about what you've just read and like really digest it before you can move on to the next thing. Like usually I'd be like straight on to playing the next podcast or whatever it is, but I just turned my phone off and was like, I need to be with my thoughts. But yeah, I really enjoyed it, and I hope if you also listened to it or read it as part of the book club that you also enjoyed it. I'm now currently reading Undoctored by Adam Kay. I loved his other book that I read, This Is Going to Hurt. Literally one of the best books I've probably ever read. I recommend it to everyone. I think I've lent it to so many people now. I think it's one of those ones that literally anyone would enjoy, like no matter what your age or gender or kind of like interest in books is, what your kind of genre is, I think everyone would like This Is Going to Hurt. And they also turned it into a, was it like an 6 or 8 episode series, which was really good on BBC. But I think you should read the book before you watch the series, but the series is really good too. But anyway, I'm reading his, I don't think it's new, but it's definitely came out within the last year, I want to say. And it's his book called Undoctored, and I'm about 15% of the way through and currently really enjoying it. And it's about his life after stepping out of the medicine field. And I actually just announced March's book club book. It's a book called A Man Called Ovi. It's been turned into a film called A Man Called Otto, which I haven't seen. But apparently both the book and the film are very good. I actually got the recommendation off of a TikTok video. The Scottish girl was talking about like her five must reads, basically. And A Man Called Ovi was the first one. And the way she spoke about it, I just thought, oh my God, no, I have to make this one of the book club books. So that's what this one is. And it's only 99p on the Kindle, if you have the Kindle. And also you can download the Kindle app on your phone. So even if you don't have a Kindle, you can still get it for 99p. Or you could just watch the movie. I don't know. Let's do Pit and Peak of the Week. My pit was, oh, well, one of two things. So I have this thing where literally anytime I drink, I lose my voice. And then after the night out, I'm like, why do I literally always lose my voice? It's not like I'm going out doing karaoke. And then I see videos of myself scream singing along to songs. And I'm like, okay, yeah, that makes sense. Why I lose my voice every night out. So I woke up on Saturday with probably about a half voice, but then also had my night on Saturday out, which I was really trying to not lose my voice for because I knew I was doing the filming thing on Monday. And of course, didn't I like fully lose my voice? I have got it back now, obviously. As you can hear, it's maybe still a little bit husky, but Monday filming for Candy Kittens, guys, it was so, so bad. Like, I was apologising left, right and centre. It was doing that thing, you know, when you've, like, lost your voice and it's so deep and so husky that, like, when you say the last word in every sentence, it cuts out. Like, your voice literally goes mute. Oh, it was so bad. And also, I'd slept in and, like, I missed my alarm. So I slept in by half an hour, didn't have time to do my makeup, which is fine. I was able to do it on the plane anyway, but I didn't have time to, like, have a lemon sip and stuff or, like, have anything that would have helped my throat, so it was not good. That was my pit. Also, actually, another pit. I got my period on Sunday and it was one of the worst periods I've had in a while. Now, thank God the pain was only for the one day, but it was that kind of pain where you actually feel like you're floating. I don't know if anyone relates to that. Do you know what I mean? Like, you literally feel like you're floating. You feel like your body's numb that you're so sore or something. Because it's like going through your whole spine and like into your pelvis. I don't know how to describe it. I was literally crying my eyes out to myself hungover with my period on Sunday. And my boyfriend was out and about running errands and doing things required for us to go away on Sunday. And I was literally being the neediest bitch in the entire world, ringing him every 2 seconds, crying on the phone. Well, I actually, to be fair, I would hold it together on the phone and then I'd hang up and then I'd just cry to myself. I'm so pathetic. And he did bring me my favourite coffee and sweet treat and a bunch of flowers, God love him. And he made me sushi. How cute. My peak of this week was finally being able to get back into exercising again. Everything's worked itself out with my shoulder, so I did go back to dance. I've been in the gym and I'm going to yoga tonight for the first time in fucking ages and I'm actually so excited about it. Another peak actually was just like singing with my friends at the weekend. Nothing hits better than a good Irish pub with live music. And if you haven't yet experienced that, I strongly advise you fly to Ireland and experience it. If not soon, then at some point in your life. You just don't get that anywhere else. And I'm sorry, I know there's Irish bars all over the world, but they're just not the same as like our actual bars in Ireland. The vibes are just immaculate. You need to experience it at some point in your life. Okay, let's do a little words of the week. Keep taking care of yourself even when you're tired, especially when you're tired.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Right, this week's episode, I'm going to be telling you all my current faves. I feel like we should make this a seasonal thing. The last time I did a full favourites episode was back in October. And I don't know about you, but to me it's now spring. Like, I know the temperature hasn't really increased, but the sun is definitely out more. The days are so much longer. I swear it's bright till 6 p.m. and that's good with me. Like, as long as it's not dark at 4, I can deal with that. And I just really feel it in my bones. I feel like it's spring, even though it is still cold. The puffers are out. The puffers are done. The big Afghan coats and everything, they've had their moment. But winter to me is not over, even though every time I go out in just a jacket, I'm still frozen. Anyway, let's talk current faves. Okay, I've broken this down into sections. And now that I look at it, it is a lot of food. So you know me, you know I'm a foodie. There's always going to be loads of food recommendations in there. Okay, let's talk food slash eats first. Number one is, I'm sorry, by the way, if these have come up before in my weekly recommendations. I have a head like a sieve. I have no idea what I've told you, so I apologize for that in advance. But anyway, my current faves. Eats. Itsu pots, or just instant noodles in general. The Itsu pots have no right to be that good. And I don't know if you've seen my little Itsu pot hack on TikTok where you literally just like make it a full meal by putting everything into it. I put tofu into my Itsu pots. I put in broccoli, carrots, spring onion, fresh coriander, some crispy chili oil, and you literally have a full ramen made in 4 minutes. It's insanity. And just instant noodles in general, I feel like they've all made a comeback. Now, I don't know if it's just they've made a comeback into my life or my world and everyone else, you know, they never went away for everyone else. But I feel like for so long, I just wasn't into them. And now I'm fully back into them. And I love nothing more than going to the Asian supermarket and taking my pick amongst the huge giant wall of instant noodles of what I'm going to make. And I have new ones to try tonight. Actually, I'm going to make it for me and my boyfriend. And they were recommended to me by a friend. And they're very spicy, apparently. I'm really excited. I'm actually going to film it. So yeah, keep an eye out on my TikTok because they look insane. Next is Thai curries. Sorry, I know this is so vague, but like, I'm just such a whore for a Thai curry at the minute. I actually think nothing hits better. Like, I go through phases with food where I might be like quite hyperfixated on different things. No, I always have like breakfast and lunch hyperfixations that kind of, they don't stay the exact same. I'm not like the kind of person that eats the exact meals every day, but I'll have variations of the same meal every day. So for example, at the minute, my hyperfixation breakfast is just oats. I'm actually loving my fried banana oats at the minute. And then my lunch is always like a bagel of some sort. And then dinner, I've just been obsessed with Thai curries. Like, how good that you can just use a paste, coconut milk, throw a load of veg into it and have that for dinner for the week. I've been batch cooking Thai curries like fuck. Like, it's just such a good go-to. And then I've also just been ordering them when I've been going out. And like, you'd think if you're making them at home, you'd be sick of them. But nope, I will eat that 7 nights a week. Okay, next one is the selection of sauces that I recently bought from a market in Belfast called Banana Block. Okay, the brand of sauces is called Short Horn Kitchen. I'll say that again. Short Horn Kitchen. Look them up on Instagram. You can probably order from them on their Instagram. You know when you go to those nice markets and they've got like the samples out and the little broken up crackers so you can try all the different salsas and sauces and it's so fun because you just get to taste everything. If that is ever, like if there's ever a stall of that and I go over to taste them, you can bet I'm coming away with a selection of sauces because I'm sauce whore. And at this particular market, these sauces, I'm not joking you, were next level. I found it so hard to pick between them. Usually I'd come away with one, maybe two, but these guys had like a buy three, get a certain amount of money off. And I really struggled to pick three because they were all that good. Anyway, I ended up going for the black truffle ketchup. Oh my God, is that shit good. If you like truffle, you need to try the Short Horn Kitchen black truffle ketchup. I also love their jalapeno. Oh, I can't remember what's in it. It's like a green salsa one. It's like a jalapeno lime coriander sauce as well. And then I also got their pineapple habanero jam, which is unbelievable. The pineapple and habanero one and then the green one are both really good for like tacos or like things with rice, like kind of Mexican-y things. And also like on top of like breakfast bagels and stuff. And then the black truffle ketchup, honestly, just like, oh, seeing my lunchtime bagels, it's really elevated it. Next up, surprise, surprise, another kind of sauce or a condiment, shall we say, is crispy chili oil. If you don't know, get to know. I feel like these were, or this was viral on TikTok for a while, and everyone kind of rushed out and bought it, and for good reason. That has become a staple now of my, I was going to say weekly shop, but you definitely don't need to buy it weekly. I probably do run out of the stuff though on a 3-weekly basis, on a monthly basis maybe. Honestly, hook that shit to my veins. It is so, so good. I put it on everything. Another condiment, pesto. The vegan sakla pesto is my ride or die. If I'm not putting crispy chili oil in something, I'm putting pesto in it. Like 9 times out of 10, I'm picking between those two things. Pesto pasta, pesto on hummus on bagels, pesto scrambled tofu. I put pesto in my soups and it brings so much nice flavor to like a nice green soup. I'm so happy pesto has come back into my life. I feel like for so long it wasn't so much of a thing. Because you know when you have pesto pasta when you're younger, or like when you're at uni and you just really associate it with like being broke and eating pesto pasta all the time. And then I kind of forgot about it for ages, and now it's come back in my life and it goes on absolutely everything. Putting flaky salt on my oats. Not enough people do that. Flaky salt on sweet things in general. Oh wow. There's something about sweet and salty together that just really scratches an itch in my brain. So every morning now, I make sure I put, like, my oats have stayed the exact same, but I just put my flaky salt on there as well. Another current fave is my blueberry matcha protein shake. It tastes like a smoothie version of the blueberry matcha from Blank Street. I have put the recipe up on my TikTok. It's really simple. You just use the matcha protein powder from My Vegan or My Protein, or I don't know. I think they rebranded the vegan side of things to be called My Vegan, but I always feel really weird when I say that out loud. Yeah, you just use their matcha flavored vegan protein, frozen blueberries, whatever milk you want, ice, a little bit of frozen banana, like literally just a wee quarter or a third or half of a frozen banana, and you're good to go. It is so yummy. And to be honest, you don't have to have matcha flavored protein to make this. You could also just use like unflavored protein or vanilla flavored protein or like any berry flavored protein and then add a scoop of matcha. Next up is Americanos. I have been so addicted to Americanos recently, both hot and iced. Now I am normal. Well, before I was definitely an oat milk latte girly. That was my shit. I love an oat milk latte. But then I started to branch out and try Americanos sometimes with just like a little splash of whatever milk. And to be honest, I'm absolutely loving it. I love that it's a bit stronger. I love that it's not so milky. Like, I don't think you always crave like a big milky drink like that. Do you know what I mean? So I think having something where you can like taste the coffee better. I don't know. I'm just really enjoying my Americanos. And I've always liked an iced Americano in summer. Like, that would definitely be more of a go-to for me in summertime. I'm not really an iced latte fan. I find them way too, like, just too milky, too much. So yeah, always an iced Americano girl in summer, or a cold brew girl, actually. But recently, my hot Americanos have been my shit. Now, don't get me wrong, I do really crave like a nice cafe au oat milk latte, if you know, you know, on a Sunday or something, or like, you know, when you're out for a walk and you want to stop and get a coffee from somewhere. But generally at home at the moment, I'm always making Americanos. And last on my eats is kombucha. Now, I know this isn't news to you. You all know I'm obsessed with kombucha. But recently, I've just been so in love with my little kombucha ritual that I've told you about. Once it hits about like 4 p.m., I don't want to have another coffee. I don't really fancy like something milky, like a matcha or something, but I just want a little pick-me-up, something to get me through the last little bit of the day before my class in the evening or before whatever I'm doing. You know, when you just need that little boost of energy for work, or not necessarily of energy in terms of like caffeine, but you just need like a little pick-me-up, like something to get you through. And I've just been obsessed with getting my nice thin stem wine glass with some ice kombucha. If I'm feeling bougie, like a little slice of lemon or lime or even like strawberry or something. And I genuinely feel like I'm sitting down to like a little glass of sparkling rosé. I'm obsessed with it. And I just have a different flavor every day. I just order the Remedy drinks, their rainbow pack. And it's got all these different flavors. It's got cherry plum, peach, passion mango, wild berry, raspberry lemonade. Like, it's got everything in there. So you just take your pick every day. And I'm obsessed with that little ritual. Okay, moving on to current faves of things I've been wearing recently. Number one being my trainer obsession. I don't know what's gotten into me, but I have become a trainer girl. Not on purpose, it's just kind of happened. And it's weird because I used to always be that girl that literally just had like the one pair of white shoes, like the one pair of white Air Force, and that was it. And they went with every single outfit. I literally would not own another pair. Like, I'd own a pair of shoes in terms of like, I'd have my gym trainers and I'd maybe have a pair of heels that got worn to like a formal. But that's literally it. Like, when I say the white Air Force went with everything, I mean everything. And I remember talking to you guys, it was probably a good year or so ago now. I remember speaking on the podcast about how it was growth that I was finally branching out on the shoe front and wearing different kinds of shoes. I remember talking about like extending my shoe collection to not just wearing trainers all the time and having a pair of boots and having a pair of pointed toe kitten heels. And I was getting excited about it. And now the shoe obsession is like so out of control. Well, actually, no, it's not out of control. It's been a slow process. Like, I haven't just decided one day I'm going to buy 10 new pairs of shoes. And then, because I think it's really bad to do that with anything, to get obsessed with something and then get loads of it. And then actually end up like 5 months later being like, why the fuck do I have all these? Like, I don't even like them anymore. Like, I don't think you should ever go out and buy loads of anything straight away because your taste could change. So this has been a very gradual process. But I just now find myself owning so many pairs of shoes and I love it. I love that for me. I'm a shoe girly through and through now. I've just had such a shoe glow up. And I do actually get really excited now picking what pair of shoes I'm going to wear every day. And I think you always have your favorites or your go-tos, or you go through phases with some shoes where like you kind of know every day that's your staple. But you will also obviously wear the other ones where, you know, it's more appropriate or they go better with an outfit, but you've got your kind of like go-tos. But at the moment, I don't even feel like that. I just feel like I'm so obsessed with all of them and I'm so excited to like, I don't know, see what's going to work with what outfit best and just like have fun with it. I don't know. I'm really enjoying being a shoe girl, I'm not going to lie. And my boyfriend recently secured me a pair of Clint trainers, which I'm obsessed with because you can't actually buy them. If you haven't heard of the brand Clint, it's like this brand from Manchester and their shoes. It's actually crazy how they managed to do this, but you can't like go on their website and buy their shoes. They basically have a drop and you buy a raffle ticket for a fiver. But obviously so many people buy raffle tickets, so they must make an absolute fortune. And then you basically like win a pair of shoes from the drop. So you can't just go and buy them. But he found a pair on Depop and bought me them. Little angel. I just feel like looking back on when I wasn't a shoe person, I'm like, oh my God, having those like dirty ass shoes with every outfit just kind of ruined every outfit. I want to be like the person that you look at and you think, wow, those shoes are amazing. Like, that's really elevating that outfit. You know, it's like adding a whole other element to it. But I think I used to look at people that wear like really into their, you know, those people and they're just so into their shoes and they know when like the next drop of Jordans is going to be and they spend so much money on shoes. And I'll be honest, that could never be me. Like, I don't care that much. I'm not seeking out new drops and spending a fortune on them. If anything, I'm getting them all at really good prices, to be honest. Like, I got a couple of pairs in like outlets on Depop. So you know what I mean? I'm not like a big spender on them. I'm just more into them now. Another thing I've been obsessed with recently is my Glassworks burgundy vegan leather jacket. Oh, it's the most stunning jacket I've ever laid eyes on. It is very pricey. They did gift me it. The quality of it is insane. And bear in mind, I'm not, like I have said before on the podcast, I'm not a red person at all. I'm not like a red or burgundy person. But something about this jacket makes me be a red person for the jacket. It's the perfect color. It's the perfect fit. Like, it's slouchy, but it's also cropped. And it's like dark enough where it's like not verging on black, but it's also not like a vibrant burgundy. It's like a very deep burgundy. So it kind of just goes with everything. It's an amazing jacket for this time of year. Or like, you know, those kind of transitional periods. Like, it's probably not warm enough for like the midst of winter, but really good for this time of year and for like autumn. I'm sure you could layer up and wear it in the winter as well. But yeah, I feel like I'm finding that every day I'm waking up and thinking, how can I wear that jacket again today? Like, what way can I style it differently today so I can wear it every single day? You know, I am a skirts over trousers lover through and through. And now I'm also into layering different skirts, or like layering skirts with dresses. I think it looks so cool. And I know lots of you don't agree with me on that, and that's okay. I will die on this hill. I wore at the weekend a little like strapless grey pleated dress, and then with like a purple organza midi skirt under it. And the silhouette, having the two layers combined, created, and like the difference between having the organza translucent fabric compared to like the opaque grey, it was so sick. But again, I'm sure lots of you don't agree with me on that. Anyway, it's a current fave of mine. Skirts over trousers till I die. Oh, a huge fave of mine at the moment is my new Adax bag. I toyed with the idea of getting a bag from this brand called Adax for a long time. Like, it just sat in my, like, it was open as a tab on my laptop for so long. And I was just staring at it thinking, am I going to bring myself to buy this? No, don't get me wrong. It's not like designer bag price or anything like that. It's definitely more mid-range price. But I just thought, I don't have any like nice everyday bags. I keep using the same shitty black puffer bag that I literally got on ASOS 4 years ago to use for uni because it fitted everything, like fitted my laptop and my water bottle and my lunch and everything that I needed to bring in for the day. And it was amazing for that, don't get me wrong. But babe, stop wearing that with like nice outfits every day. You're literally ruining your outfit. So I thought, I need to get like a nice everyday bag. And I ended up doing it. I got the Adax bag and I'm so happy I did. Again, so weird of me. I'm not a red gal at all, but I got a red bag. But I just think it's one of those things. It's nice to have a little pop of red, even if you're not a red girly, you know? Red kind of just goes with everything. But yeah, it's a Danish brand. I've been using it every single day. It does fit my laptop. Like, if I really wanted to put my laptop in it and use it for the day and like, you know, bring my laptop to a cafe or something to do work, I could, but it would kind of like maybe misshape the bag. Like, you wouldn't really want to be carrying it around in it all day, to be honest. So I don't know if maybe I need to get one that's more appropriate, say for like bringing on planes and things when I like need my laptop and everything to fit in it. So I'm yet to find the like perfect bag in that sense. But for me at the moment, my Adax bag is my true love. I'm obsessed with it. And sometimes I'm like, obviously I told you I'm obsessed with my burgundy leather jacket. And sometimes I'm like, oh my God, I want to be able to wear both. But is that too much? Like the burgundy and then the dark red Adax bag. I don't know. I did actually wear the two together the other day and I didn't think it looked like too much. I don't know. But for an everyday occurrence, maybe it is a little bit much, but it's kind of annoying that every day I have to decide between my red leather jacket or my red bag. But that's just how obsessed I am with both of them. White t-shirts from COS. I feel like I've raved about them before. The most perfect white t-shirt you have ever worn in your life. I now have three of them. Yep, I literally own three of them. I went and bought a third when I was in London recently. After I bought one and realised how much I was wearing it, I quickly bought a second one because I was like, raging that it was always in the wash. Also, you know what it's like with white t-shirts, like you're always getting makeup and tan and everything on them, like you do have to wash them quite regularly. So yeah, quickly realized I'm gonna need a second one of this, got the second one, and then actually realized I need a third one. I wear them to the ground. Like, I have never worn an item of clothing in my wardrobe so often. They're the perfect cut, they're such good quality, they're thick, they're the perfect round neck, it's not too high, it's not too low. It's just such a go-to for literally everything for me, for under jumpers on their own. It's like the perfect t-shirt for, you know, when you're just like wearing joggers or something. It's not cropped where it would like show tummy if you were wearing something low-waisted, but it sits right above your belt line, like your waistline basically. They're just honestly the nicest fit ever. And I thought it'd be nice to have a nice, fresh, clean white one to bring away with me traveling. Another comfy essential for me at the moment. I recently got a new pair of grey Adidas joggers. I'm such a grey joggers girl. Like, if I'm sat in the house just like working from home on a day, you can bet I'll just be wearing my grey joggers. It's kind of like my at-home pajama, you know? It's like my go-to after the shower. No, I'm sitting at home straight away. The grey joggers and the white cloth t-shirt go on. And for so long, I was wearing the most disgusting, ratty grey joggers you've ever seen in your life. Like, the most raggedy things. They looked like I was honestly wearing dishcloths on my legs. I don't know who let me walk about in them. Anyway, when I was like, I want to say 19 or 20. Yeah, probably about 20. I was in Wales for the weekend. And I remember getting really excited about the fact that they had a Bershka. And I bought these grey joggers from Bershka. And when I tell you I wore these things into the ground, they were almost like a bit of a tiled material, like a tile material. And when I tell you I wore these things into the ground, like, there were so many threads coming out of them. The knees in them had gone fucked. They'd shrunk a little bit in the wash. Like, they just did not look good. And every time I wore them, I would look in the mirror and think, fucking hell, girl, you need to get new grey joggers. And I don't know what took me so long in getting new grey joggers. But anyway, I got new ones from Adidas just off of ASOS. I just kind of like the fit of them on the model. I'm quite particular about how I like my joggers to fit. Like, I don't like a skinny leg, but I also don't want them to be overly baggy. And then if they're too long because I'm really short, then it just looks stupid. So yeah, I do really like the fit of them. They can kind of be worn higher waisted, or you can just pull them down and wear them low waisted. They're kind of that good, like, versatile waistband that you can do whatever with. And they're also just like not too baggy, but also not too slim fit. So they're perfect. Okay, final faves in this wears section is my new ring from Hammer and Snail. I feel like if you know me, you'll know by now how obsessed I am with the jewellery brand Hammer and Snail. It is a one woman jewellery brand from Ireland. I actually know the girl who owns it. She's so lovely. And she just makes the most gorgeous silver jewellery. I feel like all of my staples are from her. I wear her Hammer and Snail bangle every single day. I wear her molten silver ring every single day. The Solas necklace that I always wear, you know, that pendant that kind of looks like a sundial, that's from Hammer and Snail. And recently she sent me a ring from her new collection. It's called the Sacred Heart Ring, and it is just so stunning. Like, it is so beautiful. If I could honestly, like, I'm not creative in that way where I could like make a ring, but I feel like if I was to make a ring, that's exactly what it would be. I did like get on my Instagram story, and actually I have a little jewelry links highlight. So if you want to go back and see it, you can see it there. But yeah, I highly recommend checking out her website if you're a silver jewelry gal. Okay, moving on to the media section. My Kindle's just always a fave. I feel like I don't need to mention that, but I'll just throw it in there because I'm always obsessed with my Kindle. I already told you, just finished reading Good Material. I'm now under Undoctored. And then I'm going to read A Man Called Ovi. What have I been listening to? I've been listening to a lot of the Cancelled podcast with Tana and Brooke. I just love things where you can just fully switch your brain off and just laugh along with them. What else have I been listening to? I love the Giggly Squad podcast with Hannah Burner and Paige. I can't remember her surname. They're really funny together as well. Similar vibes to Tana and Brooke, actually. I love the Receipts podcast. I love Closet Confessions. My Therapist Goes to Me, obviously. I've been loving The Girls' Bathroom recently as well. They make me laugh so much, Sophia and Chinzia, how much effort they put in, like when they get like the hair and makeup done and dress up as Cupid or the Grinch and Cindy Lou. Like, it's so crazy to me that they literally sit in hair and makeup for 8 hours to do that for their podcast. I love them. They're so funny. Who else have I been loving? I have actually been loving Spencer and Vogue, you know, recently. I enjoy their dynamic for some reason. I don't know. Just, she's so Irish and he's like so posh English, and it's just kind of funny to hear how different they are. I love Do You Fucking Mind? I've talked about that podcast before. Like, when I need like a spur of motivation in the morning, say I'm like on the treadmill at the gym or something, I love listening to Do You Fucking Mind. Oh, and you know what I've also been loving? The Shameless podcast. They do a lot of like celebrity scandal episodes, and they'll like take deep dives into celebrities' lives and do like 5-part series and everything, or 5-part episodes kind of thing. And they recently did like 5 parts on Taylor Swift. I'm a sucker for a good celebrity scandal podcast. I love that shit. One of my goals, I actually don't know if I mentioned this when I did my goals for 2024 podcast, but one of my goals for 2024 was to watch more movies. I know that might sound really crazy to some people because some people are like trying to cut down on the amount of TV that they watch. But basically, I just don't watch enough movies. And I have this huge list of movies that I haven't seen before that is like mind-boggling how I haven't seen them. Like proper classics that people have literally seen multiple times that I've never seen once. For example, wait, let me actually get the list up because you'll be bamboozled by the movies I haven't seen. Interstellar, Inception, Schindler's List, Parasite, Pulp Fiction. Who the fuck hasn't seen Pulp Fiction? Like, get your shit together. Drive, Saltburn, Oppenheimer. Like, I just haven't watched any movies. I don't know what's wrong with me. Anyway, one of my goals for 2024 is to watch more movies. So I have slowly but surely been making my way through my list. Now, what have I watched recently that I have loved? I watched Past Lives, which is a Korean movie that I absolutely loved. And I watched a movie called How to Have Sex, which actually won a few awards there. I thought it was really good. It's a very important story. If you don't like watching things to do with like sexual assault or rape, I wouldn't advise that you watch it. But I think it's a really, really important story about the sexual assault that like so many of us face that can just often be really overlooked or be kind of swept under the rug, and you're kind of made to feel like that wasn't really sexual assault, but then when you're older you realize it was, you know what I mean, like that kind of thing. Yeah, a very important movie. I think everyone should watch it, to be honest. Well, males specifically, maybe. Basically what happens in it, I feel like, has literally happened to like, if not every girl I know, then almost every girl I know. And it's just like one of those things that you're made to feel wasn't really legit at the time, or you like don't really know how to talk about it at the time, I guess. But yeah, watch the space. I will have made sufficient progress in my movie list by the end of the year. I promise you that. It's so bad, but I need to make like a conscious effort to remember to watch movies, or I just won't. Like, I'll just watch YouTube and stuff. Okay, moving on to current beauty faves. I already mentioned getting pedicures, but yeah, that's definitely in there. My new Kosas foundation, I am obsessed with. The Kosas skin products are unbelievable. Like, well, I've only tried a few things of theirs. I've only tried their concealer, their pressed powder, and now their foundation. And I'm thoroughly enjoying all of those things. I think they do really good base products. I've recently got into the Rimmel lip liners, which I'm loving, and they're such a cheap find as well, so that's really good. I've got the ones in the shade 90s Nude and Tiramisu, and then everyone said to get Cappuccino as well. Apparently it's really nice. I also love the Cash Beauty lip liners. They're like my ride or die. They're a bit more expensive than the Rimmel ones, but to be honest, they're probably longer lasting. The Cash Beauty products are just insane. Their lip oil as well is fucking amazing. Like, if I can recommend you one thing, it's the Cash Beauty lip oil. It's so good. Do not waste your money on the Dior one. Get the Cash one, please. Oh, another Irish brand, actually, Sculpted by Amy, do an amazing mascara, and I love the brown mascara. I am so into brown mascara. Since I started using the Sculpted by Amy brown mascara, I literally haven't looked back. Now, I did pop in, they have a shop in Belfast. I did pop in the other day and picked it up in black and brown so that I have the option, because I just love their formula in general and like the brush and everything. But I will be opting for the brown mascara, I think, to bring away with me. Another new beauty find, I saw Molly May raving about this eyebrow gel. It's a Jekka black eyebrow gel. And I grabbed it on TikTok Shop. Now, I'm not a huge TikTok Shop user, but I do the odd time get a few things on it. And when it came up that she was raving about it, I thought, you know what, I'll give this a go. Because I feel like I need something that's in a tube to bring away traveling with me. Because what I was using before that was like one that you, it was like a little pot and you like dip the spoolie into it. And I thought, just for ease when traveling, I feel like one in a tube would be a lot easier. So I got the Jekka Black one, and I have to say it is really good. It's so strong. The way the brush is, it's not like a normal spoolie. It's like a wee teeny tiny but like harder brush, and it picks up every single hair. It can leave a little bit of residue, but you just need to take a different spoolie and just like brush it out slightly before you then press it onto your skin, if that makes sense. But if you like a nice like brushed up brow, I really recommend this stuff. Another makeup fave is the Charlotte Tilbury eyeshadow quads. I used to always think those kind of wee quads were a bit naff, to be honest with you. maybe naff's not the right word, but you know, I'm into my bigger palettes and like having options. And I think I kind of thought of those little quads as being quite targeted towards like my mum and nana kind of thing, you know, the type of thing that they can just like throw into their makeup bag. They don't really know what they're doing. It's got like, sorry, that sounds so condescending. I don't mean that they don't know what they're doing, but like if you handed them a full big palette, they wouldn't know what to do with it. So like a wee quad that just has like a light shade, a dark shade, a light shimmer and a dark shimmer is just perfect for them. So I kind of thought those things were definitely marketed more towards older age groups. However, the Charlotte Tilbury ones are actually incredible and like have such beautiful colors. I can't actually remember the name of the quad that I have, but it's like rosy bronze. So it's not like in your face pink. It's more bronze, but definitely with like pinky undertones. So you can create like a nice bronzy look, or you can do more kind of like pinky rose goldy. And it's honestly such a good little quad to have. And I think it's going to be the only eyeshadows I bring away with me. And it was the only eyeshadows I brought with me skiing as well. And I felt like I could do so much with it, even though it was literally four shadows. Oh, my next beauty fave is a scent. I'm so into my scents recently, but the thing is I'm really fussy about scents as well. So when I find one I like, I get really excited by it. And recently I found like quite a few that I like. I think I've like been finding my brands more when it comes to scents recently. Whereas I feel like when you're in school and uni, and you know, all your friends are getting certain scents and you think like that's what you should also get because you just see them getting like, I don't know, Vera Wang Princess and Alien and all those ones. But I never liked those scents. Like I hated those really sweet scents, and each to their own. Like if that's a bit of you, that's a bit of you. But I personally love like a, almost like a quite masculine scent, I guess, or just like a more unisex scent. I like them to be like deeper and like a bit musky. And I feel like so many scents for women, like marketed towards women, I actually despise. So I kind of found my faves back in the day and just stuck to them. Like my go-to was always Hugo Boss Deep Red. It still is a go-to of mine. I fucking love that scent. It's amazing. Anyway, recently I have discovered a new Jo Malone scent. It's the Velvet Rose Oud, I think it's called. Let me just double check that. Velvet Rose and Oud. Now, to be completely honest, I actually love all of the darker bottles in the Jo Malone scents. If you're familiar with Jo Malone scents, you'll know there's like their bigger selection of scents that are in the clear bottles. And then there's the kind of, I think they maybe only have like six that come in the kind of darker bottles, and they're called the Cologne Intense. And they're actually more expensive than the other ones, although they are actually longer lasting. So I guess it makes sense why they're more expensive, but it is like quite pricey, to be honest. You wouldn't really want to be buying it for yourself. It's definitely like a present kind of thing. But yeah, I love all of the ones in the darker bottles. They definitely are more like masculine and woody. There's one called Dark Amber and Ginger Lily or something. And then there's one that my boyfriend has. I actually bought it for him in the airport the other day because I was feeling really generous. I wanted to buy myself one and I thought I actually can't bring myself to do that. So I'm just going to get him one. But I got him Mirror and Tonka, which is so good. And every time I hug him and he smells of it, I'm like, that is incredible. But yeah, if you like a deeper, muskier, kind of more unisex scent, I really highly recommend the Cologne Intense range from Jo Malone. Unfortunately, they only have it in the 50ml or the 100ml. You can't get the 30ml like the way you can in the other scents, which is kind of annoying. I do like some of the other scents though. I like the Silver Birch and Lavender, is it? And I also like the one that's just a number. It's called like 154 or something. I could be completely butchering that. I can't remember. Anyway, there's one that's literally called like 100 something. I like that one. That's kind of like the OG one. And I don't mind the, is it Wood Salt and God, I don't know. Sorry, I'm just like making things up at this point. Anyway, I have a newfound love for Jo Malone scents. And I got a couple of little travel size ones of them when we went skiing. That's actually how I found the Velvet Rose and Oud one, was because when I was at the airport, I realized I didn't have a scent. So I went into duty free and I was like, do you have any like little mini travel ones? I'm literally going away for a week and I don't want to buy a full bottle. And she's had this little set of Jo Malone ones that had a little tiny mini like 5ml or I think it's 9 mil of the Velvet Rose and Oud and the Mare and Tonka. So I got that because I thought, perfect, my boyfriend loves the Mare and Tonka. I love the Velvet Rose and Oud. And we wore that all holiday. And I love those scents now because I really associate them with us going skiing. And that's why I wanted to get him the full bottle. Although now I want the full bottle for myself as well. But yeah, Jo Malone and Le Labo. If you like unisex scents, Le Labo have some amazing ones. Le Labo, again, though, more expensive than Jo Malone. Could not bring myself to purchase a Le Labo scent for myself. But maybe come Christmas time, if someone asks me what I want, I'm going to tell them, is it Matcha 26 or Matcha 27? I really like that one. And if you need to buy one for a male partner or a male in your life, your dad or your brother or something, the Santal one is stunning. Very similar vibes, though, to the range I was talking about within Jo Malone. I've also been loving my Sol de Janeiro body sprays. Now, they're definitely more on the sweeter side, but I don't mind that when it's a body spray. Do you know what I mean? Like, when you put on your moisturizer and you give yourself a little spritz before you're just, like, throwing on your everyday clothes, and then you're going to put your scent on top of that. I don't mind that being sweet. I just don't like my going out perfume to be sweet, if that makes sense. But yeah, I've been really enjoying the Sol de Janeiro products, and obviously their Brazilian Bum Bum Cream, it's amazing. No, I have just found out that Aveeno isn't cruelty-free, unfortunately, after sharing it on my story. I don't know why I thought it was cruelty-free, but anyway, I've been loving their body lotion and their oil, and I'm so raging. I just found out it wasn't cruelty-free because I'm not going to be able to repurchase it after this. But for some reason in my head, Aveeno was cruelty-free. Like, that's why I picked it in the drugstore out of everything else, because I could have sworn in my head it was, and then I just looked up and it was just straight up, no, it's not cruelty free. And I thought, great, I've just shared that and raved about it to everyone. So yeah, I will be on the market for a new body lotion that's good for dry skin and, like, you know, you can put it on your chest and stuff that doesn't break you out. Like, obviously I love my Brazilian Bum Bum Cream, but it's scented, so I wouldn't really put it on my chest because that can be quite a problematic area for me. I kind of keep it to, like, my arms and legs, so I need, like, a good lotion, like the Aveeno one, basically, that's just, like, good natural products that doesn't irritate your skin but is really good for dry skin. So if you have any recommendations, please send them my way. I've got a couple of little miscellaneous faves here to finish this off. Both actually TikTok shop finds. Who would have thought me turning into a TikTok shop girly? You know those glasses you see all over TikTok and people unboxing them, and they're really, like, cool shapes and they've got the grooves and they come with the glass straw and everything? I bought into it, and I will say it may have started an addiction. They are as good as they look in the videos. Like, they're actually so good. I'm obsessed. I feel like I want to order all the glasses I see now on TikTok shop, and they're always so cheap. But anyway, I'm really excited for summer to come and to start drinking, like, nice iced coffees in my really cool glasses, or, like, making cocktails in them. Yeah, I can definitely see this progressing. Actually, I don't have room in my cupboards for it to progress, to be honest. And my final miscellaneous fave, this was also within, because I did, like, I feel like when I'm doing a TikTok shop order, I'm like, I may as well just get a few things that have been, you know, on my, because I usually save things to an album or to a collection called to buy. So if I'm going to buy something, I'm usually like, I'll just kind of get everything at the once. So I got the glasses. I got this really cute little glass, kind of like milk carton jug. I got one of those ice rollers for your face, because I did actually used to have one of those, but I left it in my freezer in Leeds. And then the final thing I got as part of my TikTok shop, which is one of my faves at the moment, I got two of those suction pad things that you put on the back of your phone. And the reason I got two is because I put one on the back of my phone and I put one on the back of my little selfie light thing. Genius. Like, absolutely genius. And even if you're not, like, even if you don't record any type of content, see, to be able to just, like, stick your phone on the mirror while you're getting ready and watch things, or obviously for me to be able to record myself, because then I don't need to think about where I need to put the tripod and how I'm going to work that. But, like, to just be able to, you can FaceTime your friends, you can scroll through TikTok while you're getting ready, you can have a YouTube video playing. It's so handy. I don't feel like I've made full use of it yet, but I'm really excited when I'm away to not have to worry about, like, a setup for doing my makeup in, because no matter where I am, I can just stick my phone and my light to the mirror. How fucking genius is that? don't need to worry about like balancing it with the light and everything on like a sink ledge or a window ledge or something, and like trying to get the good lighting and the good angle sorted, literally just stick it to the mirror or even the window. But yeah, as I said, like I'd recommend this even if you don't like take content on your phone, because if you got one of those wee selfie lights, you know how handy they are for getting ready, and you can just like stick that to your mirror and not have to worry about like holding it up or like setting it on something. And they're literally like a pound on TikTok shop. Yeah, that's all my current faves, guys. I'm sorry, that seemed to go on forever. I feel like I had so many to share with you there. Let me know if you enjoyed this episode and you want my current faves to be a seasonal thing. The next few episodes of Here for the Crack are going to be pre-records. So I actually won't get to fully catch up with you for about a month now. Don't worry, you'll still be getting your weekly episodes, but I'm not going to be coming on giving you updates until probably about a month from now. I'm already excited. I'm going to have so much to fill you in on. I've got my little mini mic that I'm going to bring traveling with me so I can podcast from out there, but I just thought I'd pre-record a batch of episodes to take the pressure off for the first month. So you'll still be hearing from me next week, just not live in the flesh, but you can keep up with my travels and my other social medias, and I will be catching you up on everything very soon. Anyway, if you enjoyed this week's episode, don't forget to give me a little 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Share it with your friends, share it with your family, share it on your Instagram stories, in your TikToks. I love seeing it all. As always, thank you all so much for your continued love and support in the podcast. It means the absolute world to me. I love you guys so much, and I'll speak to you in next week's episode. Bye.